Signum manium apparui.
Part 4 of the Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary, according to Saint Louis Marie de Montfort. This is the final week before the day of consecration. The theme for this week is understanding Jesus. During this period, we shall apply ourselves to the study of Jesus Christ. What is to be studied in Christ? First, the God-man, his grace and glory, then his rights to sovereign dominion over us. Since after having renounced Satan and the world, we have taken Jesus Christ for our Lord, what next shall be the object of our study? His exterior actions, and also his interior life, namely, the virtues and acts of his Sacred Heart, his association with Mary in the mysteries of the Annunciation and Incarnation, during his infancy and hidden life, at the Feast of Cana and on Calvary. Day 27. Jesus, our Savior, true God and true man, must be the ultimate end of all our other devotions. Otherwise, they would be false and misleading. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of everything. We labor, says St. Paul, only to make all men perfect in Jesus Christ. For in him alone dwells the entire fullness of the divinity and the complete fullness of grace, virtue, and perfection. In him alone we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. He is the only teacher from whom we must learn, the only Lord on whom we should depend, the only head to whom we should be united, and the only model that we should imitate. He is the only physician that can heal us, the only shepherd that can feed us, the only way that can lead us, the only truth that we can believe, the only life that can animate us. He alone is everything to us, and he alone can satisfy all our desires. We are given no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. God has laid no other foundation for our salvation, perfection, and glory than Jesus. Every edifice which is not built on that firm rock is founded upon shifting sands, and will certainly fall sooner or later. Through him, with him, and in him, we can do all things and render all honor and glory to the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit. We can make ourselves perfect and be for our neighbor a fragrance of eternal life. If then we are establishing sound devotion to our Blessed Lady, it is only in order to establish devotion to our Lord more perfectly, by providing a smooth but certain way of reaching Jesus Christ. If devotion to Our Lady distracted us from our Lord, we would have to reject it as an illusion of the devil. But this is far from being the case, as I have already shown and will show again later on. This devotion is necessary, simply and solely because it is a way of reaching Jesus perfectly, loving him tenderly, and serving him faithfully. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Father all-powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world, save us. Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both, sanctify us. Holy Trinity, hear us. Holy Spirit, who proceedest from the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Holy Spirit, who art equal to the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Promise of God the Father, have mercy on us. Ray of heavenly light, have mercy on us. Author of all good, have mercy on us. Source of heavenly water, have mercy on us. Consuming fire, have mercy on us. Ardent charity, have mercy on us. Spiritual unction, have mercy on us. Spirit of love and truth, have mercy on us. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, have mercy on us. Spirit of counsel and fortitude, have mercy on us. Spirit of knowledge and piety, have mercy on us. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, have mercy on us. Spirit of grace and prayer, have mercy on us. Spirit of peace and meekness, have mercy on us. Spirit of modesty and innocence, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit the Comforter, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit the Sanctifier, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit who governest the Church, have mercy on us. Gift of God the Most High, have mercy on us. Spirit who fillest the universe, have mercy on us. Spirit of the adoption of the children of God, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit inspired us with horror of sin. Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth. Holy Spirit, shed thy light in our souls. Holy Spirit, engrave thy law in our hearts. Holy Spirit, inflame us with the flame of thy love. Holy Spirit, open to us the treasures of thy grace. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray well. Holy Spirit, enlighten us with thy heavenly inspirations. Holy Spirit, lead us in the way of salvation. Holy Spirit, grant us the only necessary knowledge. Holy Spirit, inspire in us the practice of good. Holy Spirit, grant us the merits of all virtues. Holy Spirit, make us persevere in justice. Holy Spirit, be thou our everlasting reward. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, send us thy Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful Father, that the divine Spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew, and make us fruitful in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the same Spirit liveth and reigneth for ever and ever. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, Brightness of eternal light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of Justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Mighty God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. Jesus, Angel of Great Counsel, have mercy on us. Jesus, most powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, most patient, have mercy on us. Jesus, most obedient, have mercy on us. Jesus, meek and humble, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of chastity, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of us, have mercy on us. Jesus, God of peace, have mercy on us. Jesus, author of life, have mercy on us. Jesus, model of virtues, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of souls, have mercy on us. Jesus, our God, have mercy on us. Jesus, our refuge, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the poor, have mercy on us. Jesus, treasure of the faithful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Good Shepherd, have mercy on us. Jesus, true light, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal wisdom, have mercy on us. Jesus, infinite goodness, have mercy on us. Jesus, our way and our life, have mercy on us. Jesus, joy of the angels, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of patriarchs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master of apostles, have mercy on us. Jesus, Teacher of evangelists, have mercy on us. Jesus, Strength of martyrs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Light of confessors, have mercy on us. Jesus, Purity of virgins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Crown of all saints, have mercy on us. Be merciful, spare us, O Jesus. Be merciful, graciously hear us, O Jesus. From all evil, Jesus, deliver us. From all sin, Jesus, deliver us. From thy wrath, Jesus, deliver us. From the snares of the devil, Jesus, deliver us. From the spirit of fornication, Jesus, deliver us. From everlasting death, Jesus, deliver us. From the neglect of thine inspirations, Jesus, deliver us. Through the mystery of thy holy incarnation, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy nativity, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine infancy, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy most divine life, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy labors, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine agony and passion, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy cross and dereliction, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy sufferings, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy death and burial, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy resurrection, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine ascension, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine institution of the most holy Eucharist, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy joys, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy glory, Jesus, deliver us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who hast said, Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, grant, we beseech thee, to us who ask the gift of thy divine love, that we may ever love thee with all our hearts, and in all our words and actions, and never cease from praising thee. Give us, O Lord, a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name, for thou never failest to govern those whom thou dost solidly establish in thy love, who livest and reignest world without end. Amen. O most loving Jesus, deign to let me pour forth my gratitude before thee, for the grace thou hast bestowed upon me in giving me to thy holy mother through the devotion of holy bondage, that she may be my advocate in the presence of thy majesty, and my support in my extreme misery. Alas, O Lord, I am so wretched that without this dear mother, I should be certainly lost. Yes, Mary is necessary for me at thy side and everywhere, that she may appease thy just wrath, because I have so often offended thee, that she may save me from the eternal punishment of thy justice, which I deserve, that she may contemplate thee, speak to thee, pray to thee, approach thee and please thee, that she may help me to save my soul and the souls of others. In short, Mary is necessary for me that I may always do thy holy will and seek thy greater glory in all things. Ah, would that I could proclaim throughout the whole world the mercy that thou hast shown to me. Would that everyone might know I should be already damned, were it not for Mary. Would that I might offer worthy thanksgiving for so great a blessing. Mary is in me. Oh, what a treasure! Oh, what a consolation! And shall I not be entirely hers? Oh, what ingratitude! My dear Saviour, send me death rather than such a calamity, for I would rather die than live without belonging entirely to Mary. With St. John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross, I have taken her 1,000 times for my own, and as many times have given myself to her, but if I have not yet done it as thou, dear Jesus, dost wish, I now renew this offering as thou dost desire me to renew it. And if thou seest in my soul or my body anything that does not belong to this august princess, I pray thee to take it and cast it far from me. For whatever in me does not belong to Mary is unworthy of thee. O Holy Spirit, grant me all these graces. Plant in my soul the tree of true life, which is Mary. Cultivate it and tend it so that it may grow and blossom and bring forth the fruit of life in abundance. O Holy Spirit, give me the great devotion to Mary, thy faithful spouse. Give me great confidence in her maternal heart and an abiding refuge in her mercy, so that by her thou mayest truly form in me, Jesus Christ, great and mighty, unto the fullness of his perfect age. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in thy servants, in the spirit of thy holiness, in the fullness of thy might, in the truth of thy virtues, in the perfection of thy ways, in the communion of thy mysteries, subdue every hostile power, in thy spirit, for the glory of the Father. Amen. Day 28. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended all these words, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days shall be the Pasch, and the Son of Man shall be delivered up to be crucified. And while they were at supper, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke, and gave to his disciples and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body. And taking the chalice he gave thanks, and gave to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which shall be shed for many unto remission of sins. And I say to you, I will not drink from henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I shall drink it with you new in the kingdom of my Father. Then Jesus came with them into a country place, which is called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, Sit you here till I go yonder and pray. And taking with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, he began to grow sorrowful and to be sad. Then he saith to them, My soul is sorrowful, even unto death. Stay you here and watch with me. And going a little further, he fell upon his face, praying and saying, My Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh to his disciples and findeth them asleep. And he saith to Peter, What, could you not watch 1 hour with me? Watch ye, and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Again the second time he went and prayed, saying, My Father, if this chalice may not pass away, but I must drink it, thy will be done. And he cometh again, and findeth them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and leaving them he went again. And he prayed the third time, saying the selfsame word. Then he cometh to his disciples, and saith to them, Sleep ye now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise, let us go. Behold, he is at hand that will betray me. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Father all-powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world, save us. Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both, sanctify us. Holy Trinity, hear us. Holy Spirit, who proceedest from the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Holy Spirit, who art equal to the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Promise of God the Father, have mercy on us. Ray of heavenly light, have mercy on us. Author of all good, have mercy on us. Source of heavenly water, have mercy on us. Consuming fire, have mercy on us. Ardent charity, have mercy on us. Spiritual unction, have mercy on us. Spirit of love and truth, have mercy on us. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, have mercy on us. Spirit of counsel and fortitude, have mercy on us. Spirit of knowledge and piety, have mercy on us. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, have mercy on us. Spirit of grace and prayer, have mercy on us. Spirit of peace and meekness, have mercy on us. Spirit of modesty and innocence, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, the Comforter, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, who governest the Church, have mercy on us. Gift of God the Most High, have mercy on us. Spirit, who fillest the universe, have mercy on us. Spirit of the adoption of the children of God, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, inspire us with horror of sin. Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth. Holy Spirit, shed thy light in our souls. Holy Spirit, engrave thy law in our hearts. Holy Spirit, inflame us with the flame of thy love. Holy Spirit, open to us the treasures of thy grace. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray well. Holy Spirit, enlighten us with thy heavenly inspirations. Holy Spirit, lead us in the way of salvation. Holy Spirit, grant us the only necessary knowledge. Holy Spirit, inspire in us the practice of good. Holy Spirit, grant us the merits of all virtues. Holy Spirit, make us persevere in justice. Holy Spirit, be thou our everlasting reward. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, send us thy Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful Father, that the divine Spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew, and make us fruitful in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the same Spirit, liveth and reigneth for ever and ever. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, Brightness of eternal light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, most amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, most admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, mighty God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. Jesus, Angel of great counsel, have mercy on us. Jesus, most powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, most patient, have mercy on us. Jesus, most obedient, have mercy on us. Jesus, meek and humble, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of chastity, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of us, have mercy on us. Jesus, God of peace, have mercy on us. Jesus, author of life, have mercy on us. Jesus, model of virtues, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of souls, have mercy on us. Jesus, our God, have mercy on us. Jesus, our refuge, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the poor, have mercy on us. Jesus, treasure of the faithful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Good Shepherd, have mercy on us. Jesus, true light, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal wisdom, have mercy on us. Jesus, infinite goodness, have mercy on us. Jesus, our way and our life, have mercy on us. Jesus, joy of the angels, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of patriarchs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master of Apostles, have mercy on us. Jesus, Teacher of Evangelists, have mercy on us. Jesus, Strength of Martyrs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Light of Confessors, have mercy on us. Jesus, Purity of Virgins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Crown of All Saints, have mercy on us. Be merciful, spare us, O Jesus. Be merciful, graciously hear us, O Jesus. From all evil, Jesus, deliver us. From all sin, Jesus, deliver us. From thy wrath, Jesus, deliver us. From the snares of the devil, Jesus, deliver us. From the spirit of fornication, Jesus, deliver us. From everlasting death, Jesus, deliver us. From the neglect of thine inspirations, Jesus, deliver us. Through the mystery of thy holy incarnation, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy nativity, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine infancy, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy most divine life, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy labors, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine agony and passion, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy cross and dereliction, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy sufferings, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy death and burial, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy resurrection, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine ascension, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine institution of the most holy Eucharist, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy joys, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy glory, Jesus, deliver us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who has said, Ask, and ye shall receive, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you, grant, we beseech thee, to us who ask the gift of thy divine love, that we may ever love thee with all our hearts, and in all our words and actions, and never cease from praising thee. Give us, O Lord, a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name, for thou never failest to govern those whom thou dost solidly establish in thy love, who livest and reignest, world without end. Amen. O most loving Jesus, deign to let me pour forth my gratitude before thee, for the grace thou hast bestowed upon me in giving me to thy holy mother through the devotion of holy bondage, that she may be my advocate in the presence of thy majesty and my support in my extreme misery. Alas, O Lord, I am so wretched that without this dear mother I should be certainly lost. Yes, Mary is necessary for me at thy side and everywhere, that she may appease thy just wrath, because I have so often offended thee, that she may save me from the eternal punishment of thy justice, which I deserve, that she may contemplate thee, speak to thee, pray to thee, approach thee and please thee, that she may help me to save my soul and the souls of others. In short, Mary is necessary for me that I may always do thy holy will and seek thy greater glory in all things. Ah, would that I could proclaim throughout the whole world the mercy that thou hast shown to me. Would that everyone might know I should be already damned, were it not for Mary. Would that I might offer worthy thanksgiving for so great a blessing. Mary is in me. Oh, what a treasure! Oh, what a consolation! And shall I not be entirely hers? Oh, what ingratitude! My dear Saviour, send me death rather than such a calamity, for I would rather die than live without belonging entirely to Mary. With St. John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross, I have taken her 1,000 times for my own, and as many times have given myself to her, but if I have not yet done it as thou, dear Jesus, dost wish, I now renew this offering as thou dost desire me to renew it. And if thou seest in my soul or my body anything that does not belong to this august princess, I pray thee to take it and cast it far from me. For whatever in me does not belong to Mary is unworthy of thee. O Holy Spirit, grant me all these graces. Plant in my soul the tree of true life, which is Mary. Cultivate it and tend it so that it may grow and blossom and bring forth the fruit of life in abundance. O Holy Spirit, give me the great devotion to Mary, thy faithful spouse. Give me great confidence in her maternal heart and an abiding refuge in her mercy, so that by her thou mayest truly form in me, Jesus Christ, great and mighty, unto the fullness of his perfect age. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in thy servants, in the spirit of thy holiness, in the fullness of thy might, in the truth of thy virtues, in the perfection of thy ways, in the communion of thy mysteries, subdue every hostile power in thy spirit for the glory of the Father. Amen. Day 29. He that followeth me walketh not in darkness, saith the Lord, These are the words of Christ, by which we are admonished, how we ought to imitate his life and manners, if we would truly be enlightened, and delivered from all blindness of heart. Let therefore our chiefest endeavor be to meditate upon the life of Jesus Christ. The doctrine of Christ exceedeth all the doctrine of holy men, and he that hath the Spirit will find there the hidden manna. But it falleth out that many who often hear the gospel of Christ feel little desire after it, because they have not the Spirit of Christ. But whosoever will fully and with relish understand the words of Christ must endeavor to conform his life wholly to the life of Christ. What doth it avail thee to discourse profoundly of the Trinity, if thou be void of humility, and art thereby displeasing to the Trinity? Surely profound words do not make a man holy and just, but a virtuous life maketh him dear to God. I had rather feel contrition than know the definition thereof. If thou didst know the whole Bible by heart, and the sayings of all the philosophers, what would all that profit thee, without the love of God, and without his grace? Vanity of vanities, and all is vanity, except to love God and to serve him alone. This is the highest wisdom, by contempt of the world, to press forward towards heavenly kingdoms. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Father all-powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world, save us. Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both, sanctify us. Holy Trinity, hear us. Holy Spirit, who proceedest from the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Holy Spirit, who art equal to the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Promise of God the Father, have mercy on us. Ray of heavenly light, have mercy on us. Author of all good, have mercy on us. Source of heavenly water, have mercy on us. Consuming fire, have mercy on us. Ardent charity, have mercy on us. Spiritual unction, have mercy on us. Spirit of love and truth, have mercy on us. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, have mercy on us. Spirit of counsel and fortitude, have mercy on us. Spirit of knowledge and piety, have mercy on us. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, have mercy on us. Spirit of grace and prayer, have mercy on us. Spirit of peace and meekness, have mercy on us. Spirit of modesty and innocence, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, the Comforter, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, who governest the Church, have mercy on us. Gift of God the Most High, have mercy on us. Spirit who fillest the universe, have mercy on us. Spirit of the adoption of the children of God, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, inspire us with horror of sin. Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth. Holy Spirit, shed thy light in our souls. Holy Spirit, engrave thy law in our hearts. Holy Spirit, inflame us with the flame of thy love. Holy Spirit, open to us the treasures of thy grace. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray well. Holy Spirit, enlighten us with thy heavenly inspirations. Holy Spirit, lead us in the way of salvation. Holy Spirit, grant us the only necessary knowledge. Holy Spirit, inspire in us the practice of good. Holy Spirit, grant us the merits of all virtues. Holy Spirit, make us persevere in justice. Holy Spirit, be thou our everlasting reward. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, send us thy Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful Father, that the divine Spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew, and make us fruitful in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the same Spirit liveth and reigneth for ever and ever. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest, taking that sweet Ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day, chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, Brightness of eternal light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Mighty God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. Jesus, Angel of Great Counsel, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Patient, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Obedient, have mercy on us. Jesus, Meek and Humble, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Chastity, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Us, have mercy on us. Jesus, God of Peace, have mercy on us. Jesus, Author of Life, have mercy on us. Jesus, Model of Virtues, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Souls, have mercy on us. Jesus, our God, have mercy on us. Jesus, our Refuge, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the Poor, have mercy on us. Jesus, Treasure of the Faithful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Good Shepherd, have mercy on us. Jesus, True Light, have mercy on us. Jesus, Eternal Wisdom, have mercy on us. Jesus, Infinite Goodness, have mercy on us. Jesus, our way and our life, have mercy on us. Jesus, Joy of the Angels, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of Patriarchs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master of Apostles, have mercy on us. Jesus, Teacher of Evangelists, have mercy on us. Jesus, Strength of Martyrs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Light of Confessors, have mercy on us. Jesus, Purity of Virgins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Crown of All Saints, have mercy on us. Be merciful, spare us, O Jesus. Be merciful, graciously hear us, O Jesus. From all evil, Jesus, deliver us. From all sin, Jesus, deliver us. From thy wrath, Jesus, deliver us. From the snares of the devil, Jesus, deliver us. From the spirit of fornication, Jesus, deliver us. From everlasting death, Jesus, deliver us. From the neglect of thine inspirations, Jesus, deliver us. Through the mystery of thy holy incarnation, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy nativity, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine infancy, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy most divine life, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy labors, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine agony and passion, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy cross and dereliction, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy sufferings, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy death and burial, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy resurrection, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine ascension, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine institution of the most holy Eucharist, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy joys, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy glory, Jesus, deliver us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who has said, Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, grant, we beseech thee, to us who ask the gift of thy divine love, that we may ever love thee with all our hearts, and in all our words and actions, and never cease from praising thee. Give us, O Lord, a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name, for thou never failest to govern those whom thou dost solidly establish in thy love, who livest and reignest world without end. Amen. O most loving Jesus, deign to let me pour forth my gratitude before thee, for the grace thou hast bestowed upon me in giving me to thy holy mother through the devotion of holy bondage, that she may be my advocate in the presence of thy majesty and my support in my extreme misery. Alas, O Lord, I am so wretched that without this dear mother I should be certainly lost. Yes, Mary is necessary for me at thy side and everywhere, that she may appease thy just wrath, because I have so often offended thee, that she may save me from the eternal punishment of thy justice, which I deserve, that she may contemplate thee, speak to thee, pray to thee, approach thee and please thee, that she may help me to save my soul and the souls of others. In short, Mary is necessary for me that I may always do thy holy will and seek thy greater glory in all things. Ah, would that I could proclaim throughout the whole world the mercy that thou hast shown to me. Would that everyone might know I should be already damned, were it not for Mary. Would that I might offer worthy thanksgiving for so great a blessing. Mary is in me. Oh, what a treasure! Oh, what a consolation! And shall I not be entirely hers? Oh, what ingratitude! My dear Saviour, send me death rather than such a calamity, for I would rather die than live without belonging entirely to Mary. With St. John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross, I have taken her 1,000 times for my own, and as many times have given myself to her, but if I have not yet done it as thou, dear Jesus, dost wish, I now renew this offering as thou dost desire me to renew it. And if thou seest in my soul or my body anything that does not belong to this august princess, I pray thee to take it and cast it far from me. For whatever in me does not belong to Mary is unworthy of thee. O Holy Spirit, grant me all these graces. Plant in my soul the tree of true life, which is Mary. Cultivate it and tend it so that it may grow and blossom and bring forth the fruit of life in abundance. O Holy Spirit, give me the great devotion to Mary, thy faithful spouse. Give me great confidence in her maternal heart, and an abiding refuge in her mercy, so that by her thou mayest truly form in me, Jesus Christ, great and mighty, unto the fullness of his perfect age. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in thy servants, in the spirit of thy holiness, in the fullness of thy might, in the truth of thy virtues, in the perfection of thy ways, in the communion of thy mysteries, subdue every hostile power in thy spirit, for the glory of the Father. Amen. Day 30. And they sat and watched him, and they put over his head his cause written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were crucified with him two thieves, one on the right hand and one on the left. And they that passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, and saying, "Va, thou that destroyest the temple of God, and in 3 days dost rebuild it, save thy own self. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." In like manner also the chief priest with the scribes and ancients, mocking, said, "He save others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him now deliver him if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God." And the selfsame thing the thieves also, that were crucified with him, reproached him with. Unto many this seemeth an hard saying, "Deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow Jesus." But much harder will it be to hear that last word, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire." For they who now willingly hear and follow the word of the cross shall not then fear to hear the sentence of everlasting damnation. This sign of the cross shall be in the heaven, when the Lord shall come to judgment. Then all the servants of the cross, who in their lifetime conformed themselves unto Christ crucified, shall draw near unto Christ the judge with great confidence. Why therefore fearest thou to take up the cross which leadeth thee to a kingdom? In the cross is salvation, in the cross is life, in the cross is protection against our enemies. In the cross is infusion of heavenly sweetness, in the cross is strength of mind, in the cross joy of spirit, in the cross the height of virtue, in the cross the perfection of holiness. Take up therefore thy cross and follow Jesus, and thou shalt go into life everlasting. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Father all-powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world, save us. Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both, sanctify us. Holy Trinity, hear us. Holy Spirit, who proceedest from the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Holy Spirit, who art equal to the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Promise of God the Father, have mercy on us. Ray of heavenly light, have mercy on us. Author of all good, have mercy on us. Source of heavenly water, have mercy on us. Consuming fire, have mercy on us. Ardent charity, have mercy on us. Spiritual unction, have mercy on us. Spirit of love and truth, have mercy on us. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, have mercy on us. Spirit of counsel and fortitude, have mercy on us. Spirit of knowledge and piety, have mercy on us. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, have mercy on us. Spirit of grace and prayer, have mercy on us. Spirit of peace and meekness, have mercy on us. Spirit of modesty and innocence, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, the Comforter, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, who governest the Church, have mercy on us. Gift of God the Most High, have mercy on us. Spirit, who fillest the universe, have mercy on us. Spirit of the adoption of the children of God, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit inspired us with horror of sin. Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth. Holy Spirit, shed thy light in our souls. Holy Spirit, engrave thy law in our hearts. Holy Spirit, inflame us with the flame of thy love. Holy Spirit, open to us the treasures of thy grace. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray well. Holy Spirit, enlighten us with thy heavenly inspirations. Holy Spirit, lead us in the way of salvation. Holy Spirit, grant us the only necessary knowledge. Holy Spirit, inspire in us the practice of good. Holy Spirit, grant us the merits of all virtues. Holy Spirit, make us persevere in justice. Holy Spirit, be thou our everlasting reward. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, send us thy Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful Father, that the divine Spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew, and make us fruitful in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the same Spirit liveth and reigneth forever and ever. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, Brightness of eternal light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Mighty God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. Jesus, Angel of Great Counsel, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Patient, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Obedient, have mercy on us. Jesus, Meek and Humble, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Chastity, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Us, have mercy on us. Jesus, God of Peace, have mercy on us. Jesus, Author of Life, have mercy on us. Jesus, Model of Virtues, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Souls, have mercy on us. Jesus, our God, have mercy on us. Jesus, our Refuge, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the poor, have mercy on us. Jesus, Treasure of the faithful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Good Shepherd, have mercy on us. Jesus, True Light, have mercy on us. Jesus, Eternal Wisdom, have mercy on us. Jesus, Infinite Goodness, have mercy on us. Jesus, Our Way and Our Life, have mercy on us. Jesus, Joy of the Angels, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of Patriarchs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master of Apostles, have mercy on us. Jesus, Teacher of Evangelists, have mercy on us. Jesus, Strength of Martyrs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Light of Confessors, have mercy on us. Jesus, Purity of Virgins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Crown of All Saints, have mercy on us. Be merciful, spare us, O Jesus. Be merciful, graciously hear us, O Jesus. From all evil, Jesus, deliver us. From all sin, Jesus, deliver us. From thy wrath, Jesus, deliver us. From the snares of the devil, Jesus, deliver us. From the spirit of fornication, Jesus, deliver us. From everlasting death, Jesus, deliver us. From the neglect of thine inspirations, Jesus, deliver us. Through the mystery of thy holy incarnation, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy nativity, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine infancy, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy most divine life, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy labors, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine agony and passion, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy cross and dereliction, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy sufferings, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy death and burial, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy resurrection, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine ascension, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine institution of the most holy Eucharist, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy joys, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy glory, Jesus, deliver us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who has said, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you," grant, we beseech thee, to us who ask the gift of thy divine love, that we may ever love thee with all our hearts, and in all our words and actions, and never cease from praising thee. Give us, O Lord, a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name, for thou never failest to govern those whom thou dost solidly establish in thy love, who livest and reignest world without end. Amen. O most loving Jesus, deign to let me pour forth my gratitude before thee, for the grace thou hast bestowed upon me in giving me to thy holy mother through the devotion of holy bondage, that she may be my advocate in the presence of thy majesty and my support in my extreme misery. Alas, O Lord, I am so wretched that without this dear mother I should be certainly lost. Yes, Mary is necessary for me at thy side and everywhere, that she may appease thy just wrath, because I have so often offended thee, that she may save me from the eternal punishment of thy justice, which I deserve, that she may contemplate thee, speak to thee, pray to thee, approach thee and please thee, that she may help me to save my soul and the souls of others. In short, Mary is necessary for me that I may always do thy holy will and seek thy greater glory in all things. Ah, would that I could proclaim throughout the whole world the mercy that thou hast shown to me. Would that everyone might know I should be already damned, were it not for Mary. Would that I might offer worthy thanksgiving for so great a blessing. Mary is in me. Oh, what a treasure! Oh, what a consolation! And shall I not be entirely hers? Oh, what ingratitude! My dear Saviour, send me death rather than such a calamity, for I would rather die than live without belonging entirely to Mary. With St. John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross, I have taken her 1,000 times for my own, and as many times have given myself to her, but if I have not yet done it as thou, dear Jesus, dost wish, I now renew this offering as thou dost desire me to renew it. And if thou seest in my soul or my body anything that does not belong to this august princess, I pray thee to take it and cast it far from me. For whatever in me does not belong to Mary is unworthy of thee. O Holy Spirit, grant me all these graces. Plant in my soul the tree of true life, which is Mary. Cultivate it and tend it so that it may grow and blossom and bring forth the fruit of life in abundance. O Holy Spirit, give me the great devotion to Mary, thy faithful spouse. Give me great confidence in her maternal heart and an abiding refuge in her mercy, so that by her thou mayest truly form in me, Jesus Christ, great and mighty, unto the fullness of his perfect age. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in thy servants, in the spirit of thy holiness, in the fullness of thy might, in the truth of thy virtues, in the perfection of thy ways, in the communion of thy mysteries, subdue every hostile power in thy spirit for the glory of the Father. Amen. Day 31. In confidence of thy goodness and great mercy, O Lord, I draw near, sick to the healer, hungry and thirsty to the fountain of life, needy to the King of heaven, a servant to his Lord, a creature to his Creator, desolate to my own tender comforter. But whence is this to me, that thou comest unto me? What am I, that thou shouldst grant me thine own self? How dare a sinner appear before thee? And how is it that thou dost vouchsafe to come unto a sinner? Thou knowest thy servant, and art well aware that he hath in him no good thing, for which thou shouldst grant him this. I confess, therefore, my own vileness. I acknowledge thy goodness. I praise thy tender mercy, and give thee thanks for thy transcendent love. Loving slaves of Jesus in Mary should hold in high esteem devotion to Jesus, the Word of God, in the great mystery of the Incarnation, March 25th, which is the mystery proper to this devotion, because it was inspired by the Holy Spirit for the following reasons. 1. That we might honor and imitate the wondrous dependence which God the Son chose to have on Mary, for the greater glory of his Father and for the redemption of man. This dependence is revealed especially in this mystery, where Jesus becomes a captive and a slave in the womb of his Blessed Mother, depending on her for everything. And second, that we might thank God for the incomparable graces he has conferred upon Mary, and especially that of choosing her to be his most worthy mother. This choice was made in the mystery of the Incarnation. These are the two principal ends of the slavery of Jesus in Mary. Since we live in an age of pride when a great number of haughty scholars with proud and critical minds find fault even with long-established and sound devotions, it is better to speak of slavery of Jesus in Mary and to call oneself slave of Jesus rather than slave of Mary. We then avoid giving any pretext for criticism. In this way, we name this devotion after its ultimate end, which is Jesus, rather than after the way and the means to arrive there, which is Mary. However, we can very well use either term without any scruple, as I myself do. Since the principal mystery celebrated and honored in this devotion is the mystery of the Incarnation, where we find Jesus only in Mary, having become incarnate in her womb, it is appropriate for us to say, slavery of Jesus in Mary, of Jesus dwelling enthroned in Mary, according to the beautiful prayer recited by so many great souls, O Jesus living in Mary. Those who accept this devotion should have a great love for the Hail Mary, or as it is called, the angelic salutation. Few Christians, however enlightened, understand the value, merit, excellence, and necessity of the Hail Mary. Our Blessed Lady herself had to appear on several occasions to men of great holiness and insight, such as St. Dominic, St. John Capistran, and Blessed Alain de Roop, to convince them of the richness of this prayer. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Father all-powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world, save us. Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both, sanctify us. Holy Trinity, hear us. Holy Spirit, who proceedest from the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Holy Spirit, who art equal to the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Promise of God the Father, have mercy on us. Ray of heavenly light, have mercy on us. Author of all good, have mercy on us. Source of heavenly water, have mercy on us. Consuming fire, have mercy on us. Ardent charity, have mercy on us. Spiritual unction, have mercy on us. Spirit of love and truth, have mercy on us. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, have mercy on us. Spirit of counsel and fortitude, have mercy on us. Spirit of knowledge and piety, have mercy on us. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, have mercy on us. Spirit of grace and prayer, have mercy on us. Spirit of peace and meekness, have mercy on us. Spirit of modesty and innocence, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, the Comforter, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, who governest the Church, have mercy on us. Gift of God the Most High, have mercy on us. Spirit who fillest the universe, have mercy on us. Spirit of the adoption of the children of God, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, inspired us with horror of sin. Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth. Holy Spirit, shed thy light in our souls. Holy Spirit, engrave thy law in our hearts. Holy Spirit, inflame us with the flame of thy love. Holy Spirit, open to us the treasures of thy grace. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray well. Holy Spirit, enlighten us with thy heavenly inspirations. Holy Spirit, lead us in the way of salvation. Holy Spirit, grant us the only necessary knowledge. Holy Spirit, inspire in us the practice of good. Holy Spirit, grant us the merits of all virtues. Holy Spirit, make us persevere in justice. Holy Spirit, be thou our everlasting reward. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, send us thy Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful Father, that the divine Spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew, and make us fruitful in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the same Spirit liveth and reigneth for ever and ever. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest, taking that sweet ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, Brightness of eternal light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, Mighty God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. Jesus, Angel of Great Counsel, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Patient, have mercy on us. Jesus, Most Obedient, have mercy on us. Jesus, Meek and Humble, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Chastity, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Us, have mercy on us. Jesus, God of Peace, have mercy on us. Jesus, Author of Life, have mercy on us. Jesus, Model of Virtues, have mercy on us. Jesus, Lover of Souls, have mercy on us. Jesus, our God, have mercy on us. Jesus, our Refuge, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the Poor, have mercy on us. Jesus, Treasure of the Faithful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Good Shepherd, have mercy on us. Jesus, True Light, have mercy on us. Jesus, Eternal Wisdom, have mercy on us. Jesus, Infinite Goodness, have mercy on us. Jesus, our way and our life, have mercy on us. Jesus, Joy of the Angels, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of Patriarchs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master of Apostles, have mercy on us. Jesus, Teacher of Evangelists, have mercy on us. Jesus, Strength of Martyrs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Light of Confessors, have mercy on us. Jesus, Purity of Virgins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Crown of All Saints, have mercy on us. Be merciful, spare us, O Jesus. Be merciful, graciously hear us, O Jesus. From all evil, Jesus, deliver us. From all sin, Jesus, deliver us. From thy wrath, Jesus, deliver us. From the snares of the devil, Jesus, deliver us. From the spirit of fornication, Jesus, deliver us. From everlasting death, Jesus, deliver us. From the neglect of thine inspirations, Jesus, deliver us. Through the mystery of thy holy incarnation, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy nativity, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine infancy, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy most divine life, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy labors, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine agony and passion, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy cross and dereliction, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy sufferings, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy death and burial, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy resurrection, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine ascension, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine institution of the most holy Eucharist, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy joys, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy glory, Jesus, deliver us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who hast said, Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, grant, we beseech thee, to us who ask the gift of thy divine love, that we may ever love thee with all our hearts, and in all our words and actions, and never cease from praising thee. Give us, O Lord, a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name, for thou never failest to govern those whom thou dost solidly establish in thy love, who livest and reignest world without end. Amen. O most loving Jesus, deign to let me pour forth my gratitude before thee, for the grace thou hast bestowed upon me in giving me to thy holy mother through the devotion of holy bondage, that she may be my advocate in the presence of thy majesty and my support in my extreme misery. Alas, O Lord, I am so wretched that without this dear mother I should be certainly lost. Yes, Mary is necessary for me at thy side and everywhere, that she may appease thy just wrath, because I have so often offended thee, that she may save me from the eternal punishment of thy justice, which I deserve, that she may contemplate thee, speak to thee, pray to thee, approach thee and please thee, that she may help me to save my soul and the souls of others. In short, Mary is necessary for me that I may always do thy holy will and seek thy greater glory in all things. Ah, would that I could proclaim throughout the whole world the mercy that thou hast shown to me. Would that everyone might know I should be already damned, were it not for Mary. Would that I might offer worthy thanksgiving for so great a blessing. Mary is in me. Oh, what a treasure! Oh, what a consolation! And shall I not be entirely hers? Oh, what ingratitude! My dear Saviour, send me death rather than such a calamity, for I would rather die than live without belonging entirely to Mary. With St. John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross, I have taken her 1,000 times for my own, and as many times have given myself to her, but if I have not yet done it as thou, dear Jesus, dost wish, I now renew this offering as thou dost desire me to renew it. And if thou seest in my soul or my body anything that does not belong to this august princess, I pray thee to take it and cast it far from me. For whatever in me does not belong to Mary is unworthy of thee. O Holy Spirit, grant me all these graces. Plant in my soul the tree of true life, which is Mary. Cultivate it and tend it so that it may grow and blossom and bring forth the fruit of life in abundance. O Holy Spirit, give me the great devotion to Mary, thy faithful spouse. Give me great confidence in her maternal heart and an abiding refuge in her mercy, so that by her thou mayest truly form in me, Jesus Christ, great and mighty, unto the fullness of his perfect age. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in thy servants, in the spirit of thy holiness, in the fullness of thy might, in the truth of thy virtues, in the perfection of thy ways, in the communion of thy mysteries, subdue every hostile power in thy spirit, for the glory of the Father. Amen. Day 32. Blessed is he that understandeth what is to love Jesus and to despise himself for Jesus' sake. Thou oughtest to leave thy beloved for thy beloved, for that Jesus will be loved alone above all things. The love of things created is deceitful and inconstant. The love of Jesus is faithful and persevering. He that cleaveth unto a creature shall fall with that which is subject to fall. He that embraceth Jesus shall be made stronger forever. Love him and keep him for thy friend, who when all go away will not forsake thee, nor suffer thee to perish in the end. Some time or other thou must be separated from all. Keep close to Jesus, both in life and in death, and commit thyself unto his faithfulness, who, when all fail, can alone help thee. Thy beloved is of that nature that he will admit of no rival, but will have thy heart alone, and sit on his throne as king. If thou couldst empty thyself perfectly from all creatures, Jesus would willingly dwell with thee. These are some very sanctifying interior practices for those souls who feel called by the Holy Spirit to a high degree of perfection. They may be expressed in four words: doing everything through Mary, with Mary, in Mary, and for Mary, in order to do it more perfectly through Jesus, with Jesus, in Jesus, and for Jesus. We must do everything through Mary, that is, we must obey her always and be led in all things by her Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit of God. Thou who art led by the Spirit of God are children of God, says St. Paul. Those who are led by the Spirit of Mary are children of Mary, and consequently, children of God, as we have already shown. Among the many servants of Mary, only those who are truly and faithfully devoted to her are led by her Spirit. I have said that the Spirit of Mary is the Spirit of God because she was never led by her own Spirit, but always by the Spirit of God, who made himself master of her to such an extent that he became her very Spirit. That is why St. Ambrose says, "May the soul of Mary be in each one of us to glorify the Lord. May the Spirit of Mary be in each one of us to rejoice in God." Happy is the man who follows the example of the good Jesuit brother Rodriguez, who died a holy death, because he will be completely possessed and governed by the Spirit of Mary, a Spirit which is gentle yet strong, zealous yet prudent, humble yet courageous, pure yet fruitful. We must do everything with Mary, that is to say, in all our actions we must look upon Mary. Although a simple human being, as the perfect model of every virtue and perfection, fashioned by the Holy Spirit for us to imitate as far as our limited capacity allows. In every action, then, we should consider how Mary performed it, or how she would perform it if she were in our place. For this reason, we must examine and meditate on the great virtues she practiced during her life, especially 1. Her lively faith, by which she believed the angel's word without the least hesitation, and believed faithfully and constantly, even to the foot of the cross on Calvary, and 2. Her deep humility, which made her prefer seclusion, maintain silence, submit to every eventuality, and put herself in the last place. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Father all-powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world, save us. Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both, sanctify us. Holy Trinity, hear us. Holy Spirit, who proceedest from the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Holy Spirit, who art equal to the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Promise of God the Father, have mercy on us. Ray of heavenly light, have mercy on us. Author of all good, have mercy on us. Source of heavenly water, have mercy on us. Consuming fire, have mercy on us. Ardent charity, have mercy on us. Spiritual unction, have mercy on us. Spirit of love and truth, have mercy on us. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, have mercy on us. Spirit of counsel and fortitude, have mercy on us. Spirit of knowledge and piety, have mercy on us. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, have mercy on us. Spirit of grace and prayer, have mercy on us. Spirit of peace and meekness, have mercy on us. Spirit of modesty and innocence, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit the Comforter, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit the Sanctifier, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit who governest the Church, have mercy on us. Gift of God the Most High, have mercy on us. Spirit who fillest the universe, have mercy on us. Spirit of the adoption of the children of God, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit inspired us with horror of sin. Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth. Holy Spirit, shed thy light in our souls. Holy Spirit, engrave thy law in our hearts. Holy Spirit, inflame us with the flame of thy love. Holy Spirit, open to us the treasures of thy grace. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray well. Holy Spirit, enlighten us with thy heavenly inspirations. Holy Spirit, lead us in the way of salvation. Holy Spirit, grant us the only necessary knowledge. Holy Spirit, inspire in us the practice of good. Holy Spirit, grant us the merits of all virtues. Holy Spirit, make us persevere in justice. Holy Spirit, be thou our everlasting reward. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, send us thy Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful Father, that the divine Spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew, and make us fruitful in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the same Spirit liveth and reigneth for ever and ever. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet Ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, Brightness of eternal light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, most amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, most admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, mighty God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. Jesus, Angel of Great Counsel, have mercy on us. Jesus, most powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, most patient, have mercy on us. Jesus, most obedient, have mercy on us. Jesus, meek and humble, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of chastity, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of us, have mercy on us. Jesus, God of peace, have mercy on us. Jesus, author of life, have mercy on us. Jesus, model of virtues, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of souls, have mercy on us. Jesus, our God, have mercy on us. Jesus, our refuge, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the poor, have mercy on us. Jesus, treasure of the faithful, have mercy on us. Jesus, Good Shepherd, have mercy on us. Jesus, true light, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal wisdom, have mercy on us. Jesus, infinite goodness, have mercy on us. Jesus, our way and our life, have mercy on us. Jesus, joy of the angels, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of patriarchs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master of Apostles, have mercy on us. Jesus, Teacher of Evangelists, have mercy on us. Jesus, Strength of Martyrs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Light of Confessors, have mercy on us. Jesus, Purity of Virgins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Crown of All Saints, have mercy on us. Be merciful, spare us, O Jesus. Be merciful, graciously hear us, O Jesus. From all evil, Jesus, deliver us. From all sin, Jesus, deliver us. From thy wrath, Jesus, deliver us. From the snares of the devil, Jesus, deliver us. From the spirit of fornication, Jesus, deliver us. From everlasting death, Jesus, deliver us. From the neglect of thine inspirations, Jesus, deliver us. Through the mystery of thy holy incarnation, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy nativity, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine infancy, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy most divine life, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy labors, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine agony and passion, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy cross and dereliction, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy sufferings, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy death and burial, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy resurrection, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine ascension, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine institution of the Most Holy Eucharist, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy joys, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy glory, Jesus, deliver us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who has said, "Ask, and ye shall receive, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you," grant, we beseech thee, to us who ask the gift of thy divine love, that we may ever love thee with all our hearts, and in all our words and actions, and never cease from praising thee. Give us, O Lord, a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name, for thou never failest to govern those whom thou dost solidly establish in thy love, who livest and reignest world without end. Amen. O most loving Jesus, deign to let me pour forth my gratitude before thee, for the grace thou hast bestowed upon me in giving me to thy holy mother through the devotion of holy bondage, that she may be my advocate in the presence of thy majesty and my support in my extreme misery. Alas, O Lord, I am so wretched that without this dear mother I should be certainly lost. Yes, Mary is necessary for me at thy side and everywhere, that she may appease thy just wrath, because I have so often offended thee, that she may save me from the eternal punishment of thy justice, which I deserve, that she may contemplate thee, speak to thee, pray to thee, approach thee and please thee, that she may help me to save my soul and the souls of others. In short, Mary is necessary for me that I may always do thy holy will and seek thy greater glory in all things. Ah, would that I could proclaim throughout the whole world the mercy that thou hast shown to me. Would that everyone might know I should be already damned, were it not for Mary. Would that I might offer worthy thanksgiving for so great a blessing. Mary is in me. Oh, what a treasure! Oh, what a consolation! And shall I not be entirely hers? Oh, what ingratitude! My dear Saviour, send me death rather than such a calamity, for I would rather die than live without belonging entirely to Mary. With St. John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross, I have taken her 1,000 times for my own, and as many times have given myself to her, but if I have not yet done it as thou, dear Jesus, dost wish, I now renew this offering as thou dost desire me to renew it. And if thou seest in my soul or my body anything that does not belong to this august princess, I pray thee to take it and cast it far from me. For whatever in me does not belong to Mary is unworthy of thee. O Holy Spirit, grant me all these graces. Plant in my soul the tree of true life, which is Mary. Cultivate it and tend it so that it may grow and blossom and bring forth the fruit of life in abundance. O Holy Spirit, give me the great devotion to Mary, thy faithful spouse. Give me great confidence in her maternal heart and an abiding refuge in her mercy, so that by her thou mayest truly form in me, Jesus Christ, great and mighty, unto the fullness of his perfect age. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in thy servants, in the spirit of thy holiness, in the fullness of thy might, in the truth of thy virtues, in the perfection of thy ways, in the communion of thy mysteries, subdue every hostile power in thy spirit, for the glory of the Father. Amen. Day 33. O sweet Jesus, how great is the pleasure of the devout soul that feasteth with thee in thy banquet, where there is set for her no other food to be eaten but thyself, her only beloved, and most to be desired above all the desires of her heart. To me also it would be indeed sweet in thy presence to pour forth tears from the very bottom of my heart, and with the great Magdalene to wash thy feet with tears. But where is that devotion? Where that bountiful flowing of holy tears? Surely in the sight of thee and thy holy angels my whole heart ought to burn and to weep for joy. For in this sacrament I have thee mystically present, hidden under another shape. For to look upon thee in thine own divine brightness, mine eyes would not be able to endure, nor could even the whole world stand in the splendor of the glory of thy majesty. Herein, then, thou hast regard to my weakness, that thou dost hide thyself under this sacrament. We must do everything in Mary, To understand this, we must realize that the Blessed Virgin is the true earthly paradise of the new Adam, and that the ancient paradise was only a symbol of her. There are in this earthly paradise untold riches, beauties, rarities, and delights which the new Adam, Jesus Christ, has left there. It is in this paradise that he took his delights for 9 months, worked his wonders, and displayed his riches with the magnificence of God himself. In this earthly paradise grows the real tree of life, which bore our Lord, and the fruit of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which bore the light of the world. In this divine place there are trees planted by the hand of God and watered by his divine unction, which have borne and continue to bear fruit that is pleasing to him. Only the Holy Spirit can teach us the truths that these material objects symbolize. The Holy Spirit, speaking through the fathers of the Church, also calls Our Lady the Eastern Gate, through which the High Priest, Jesus Christ, enters and goes out into the world. Through this gate he entered the world the first time, and through this same gate he will come the second time. Finally, we must do everything for Mary. We take Mary for our proximate end, our mysterious intermediary, and the easiest way of reaching him. Relying on her protection, we should undertake and carry out great things for our noble queen. We must defend her privileges when they are questioned and uphold her good name when it is under attack. We must attract everyone, if possible, to her service and to this true and sound devotion. As a reward for these little services, we should expect nothing in return save the honor of belonging to such a lovable queen, and the joy of being united through her to Jesus, her son, by a bond that is indissoluble in time and in eternity. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Father all-powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world, save us. Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both, sanctify us. Holy Trinity, hear us. Holy Spirit, who proceedest from the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Holy Spirit, who art equal to the Father and the Son, enter our hearts. Promise of God the Father, have mercy on us. Ray of heavenly light, have mercy on us. Author of all good, have mercy on us. Source of heavenly water, have mercy on us. Consuming fire, have mercy on us. Ardent charity, have mercy on us. Spiritual unction, have mercy on us. Spirit of love and truth, have mercy on us. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, have mercy on us. Spirit of counsel and fortitude, have mercy on us. Spirit of knowledge and piety, have mercy on us. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, have mercy on us. Spirit of grace and prayer, have mercy on us. Spirit of peace and meekness, have mercy on us. Spirit of modesty and innocence, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit the Comforter, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit the Sanctifier, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit who governest the Church, have mercy on us. Gift of God the Most High, have mercy on us. Spirit who fillest the universe, have mercy on us. Spirit of the adoption of the children of God, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, inspire us with horror of sin. Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth. Holy Spirit, shed thy light in our souls. Holy Spirit, engrave thy law in our hearts. Holy Spirit, inflame us with the flame of thy love. Holy Spirit, open to us the treasures of thy grace. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray well. Holy Spirit, enlighten us with thy heavenly inspirations. Holy Spirit, lead us in the way of salvation. Holy Spirit, grant us the only necessary knowledge. Holy Spirit, inspire in us the practice of good. Holy Spirit, grant us the merits of all virtues. Holy Spirit, make us persevere in justice. Holy Spirit, be thou our everlasting reward. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, send us thy Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful Father, that the divine Spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew, and make us fruitful in good works, through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the same Spirit liveth and reigneth for ever and ever. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, Brightness of eternal light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, most amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, most admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, mighty God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. Jesus, Angel of great counsel, have mercy on us. Jesus, most powerful, have mercy on us. Jesus, most patient, have mercy on us. Jesus, most obedient, have mercy on us. Jesus, meek and humble, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of chastity, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of us, have mercy on us. Jesus, God of peace, have mercy on us. Jesus, author of life, have mercy on us. Jesus, model of virtues, have mercy on us. Jesus, lover of souls, have mercy on us. Jesus, our God, have mercy on us. Jesus, our refuge, have mercy on us. Jesus, Father of the poor, have mercy on us. Jesus, treasure of the faithful, have mercy on us. Jesus, good shepherd, have mercy on us. Jesus, true light, have mercy on us. Jesus, eternal wisdom, have mercy on us. Jesus, infinite goodness, have mercy on us. Jesus, our way and our life, have mercy on us. Jesus, joy of the angels, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of patriarchs, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master of apostles, have mercy on us. Jesus, Teacher of evangelists, have mercy on us. Jesus, strength of martyrs, have mercy on us. Jesus, light of confessors, have mercy on us. Jesus, purity of virgins, have mercy on us. Jesus, crown of all saints, have mercy on us. Be merciful, spare us, O Jesus. Be merciful, graciously hear us, O Jesus. From all evil, Jesus, deliver us. From all sin, Jesus, deliver us. From thy wrath, Jesus, deliver us. From the snares of the devil, Jesus, deliver us. From the spirit of fornication, Jesus, deliver us. From everlasting death, Jesus, deliver us. From the neglect of thine inspirations, Jesus, deliver us. Through the mystery of thy holy incarnation, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy nativity, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine infancy, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy most divine life, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy labors, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine agony and passion, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy cross and dereliction, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy sufferings, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy death and burial, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy resurrection, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine ascension, Jesus, deliver us. Through thine institution of the most holy Eucharist, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy joys, Jesus, deliver us. Through thy glory, Jesus, deliver us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who hast said, "Ask, and ye shall receive, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you," grant, we beseech thee, to us who ask the gift of thy divine love, that we may ever love thee with all our hearts, and in all our words and actions, and never cease from praising thee. Give us, O Lord, a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name, for thou never failest to govern those whom thou dost solidly establish in thy love, who livest and reignest world without end. Amen. O most loving Jesus, deign to let me pour forth my gratitude before thee, for the grace thou hast bestowed upon me in giving me to thy holy mother through the devotion of holy bondage, that she may be my advocate in the presence of thy majesty and my support in my extreme misery. Alas, O Lord, I am so wretched that without this dear mother I should be certainly lost. Yes, Mary is necessary for me at thy side and everywhere, that she may appease thy just wrath, because I have so often offended thee, that she may save me from the eternal punishment of thy justice, which I deserve, that she may contemplate thee, speak to thee, pray to thee, approach thee and please thee, that she may help me to save my soul and the souls of others. In short, Mary is necessary for me that I may always do thy holy will and seek thy greater glory in all things. Ah, would that I could proclaim throughout the whole world the mercy that thou hast shown to me. Would that everyone might know I should be already damned, were it not for Mary. Would that I might offer worthy thanksgiving for so great a blessing. Mary is in me. Oh, what a treasure! Oh, what a consolation! And shall I not be entirely hers? Oh, what ingratitude! My dear Saviour, send me death rather than such a calamity, for I would rather die than live without belonging entirely to Mary. With St. John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross, I have taken her 1,000 times for my own, and as many times have given myself to her, but if I have not yet done it as thou, dear Jesus, dost wish, I now renew this offering as thou dost desire me to renew it, And if thou seest in my soul or my body anything that does not belong to this august princess, I pray thee to take it and cast it far from me. For whatever in me does not belong to Mary is unworthy of thee. O Holy Spirit, grant me all these graces. Plant in my soul the tree of true life, which is Mary. Cultivate it and tend it so that it may grow and blossom and bring forth the fruit of life in abundance. O Holy Spirit, give me the great devotion to Mary, thy faithful spouse. Give me great confidence in her maternal heart and an abiding refuge in her mercy, so that by her thou mayest truly form in me, Jesus Christ, great and mighty, unto the fullness of his perfect age. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in thy servants, in the spirit of thy holiness, in the fullness of thy might, in the truth of thy virtues, in the perfection of thy ways, in the communion of thy mysteries, subdue every hostile power in thy spirit, for the glory of the Father. Amen.